News.
Lowe's has the supplies pros like you use most every day in the quantities needed for any size job. And it's savings you can count on. For your next electrical job, we have 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simpul 12-2 and 14-2 wire, stocked and ready to go when you need it. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com and have your order delivered to the job site. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Trip partially caught on camera, and now cops are involved. Fox's Marcus White explains.
Students from East High School in Madison, part of the business club, made a trip to Minneapolis in the first weekend in December. They discovered hidden cameras in their hotel room. The Madison School District responded by placing a staff member on leave. The Wisconsin Department of Justice and Minneapolis police are now investigating. The district says it's planning its own internal investigation after law enforcement agencies finished their probe. East's interim principal sent an apology to parents for the incident. Marcus White, Fox News.
Japan Airlines giving away 50,000 round-trip domestic tickets to international tourists when Tokyo hosts the 2020 Olympics. It's to encourage tourism in the country. Ticket winners can choose four travel destinations, with more details being announced after the first of the year. If you have a Japanese passport, though, you have to prove you're a resident of another country. Times Square getting ready for the big New Year's Eve ball drop.
2,688 Waterford crystals, and they're pretty big when you actually look at them individually. Now, 192 of them are going to be replaced, because we're not just turning the year on a calendar year. We are starting a new decade, and they're going to be celebrating the gift of goodwill. So you're actually going to see a design of three pineapples to celebrate that. 12,000 pounds. That's how heavy it is, just under that. More than 32,000 LEDs it takes to light this thing up.
Fox's Jackie DeAngelis. Thousands of tourists came to New York over the years to see his shows, including
Dolly, you'll never go away.
Jerry Herman wrote the music and lyrics for Hello Dolly and 10 other shows. The Tony and Grammy winning composer died at 88. I'm Jay Metzler. This is Fox News.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
No, it's Pat Cassell filling in for Kevin Wall this holiday week. My name is Pat Cassell. You heard me. I'm all over. I get all over the place. And right now, I have another guest named Rob Lauer. You may know him from 360 Daily, right?
360 News Las Vegas.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're all over the place. Yeah. And you came across, you've opened up a pizzeria. We'll talk about that and a couple other things. I mean, you're a staunch supporter of our Second Amendment rights.
Absolutely.
And you have some stuff. You got quite a lot of things going on.
Well, you know, we are less than a week away from our own Nevada red flag law becoming the law of the land. And so...
Wait a minute. So January 1st, we have a red flag law here in Nevada?
Absolutely. So
January 1st. So this is where I could like be pissed off at somebody and claim that they're nuts and then they get their guns taken away?
Exactly. So
false claims could take away. And what would it cost to get my guns back, right?
It could cost thousands. And by the way, you're guilty until proven innocent. So under this new law passed by our Governor Sisolak, by the Democrats who passed the law in this last legislative session, without a single Republican vote, against and over the objection of every county sheriff. Every county sheriff signed a letter.
Even Clark?
Letter. Clark County, even Sheriff Lombardo, signed an open letter saying that they were against this law and against these unconstitutional gun laws, and they still passed them. And by the way, it's the sheriffs who are going to be enforcing these laws. So let me explain to the audience, as of January 1st, this law goes into effect, and it's a restraining order. In effect, literally. So under the law, the way it's written, anyone, an ex-spouse, an ex-girlfriend, anyone can go into court, file a form, they can download it online, and they can fill it out and claim that you, Pat, are nuts, are crazy, and they can just basically maybe copy your post, your Facebook post, right? And they can submit it to a judge. And the judge has complete discretion without ever talking to you, without hearing any testimony, any jury conviction, any charges, no due process. They can order the sheriff to go seize your guns and use force to do so.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you knew this. I got banned from Twitter. I'm never going to go back on Twitter. I'm gone. Why? They said I was abusive to the left, the Democrats, like Ocasio, Schumer, Schiff and company, and they just, I'm done. I can't, no, there's nothing I can do to get back. And I reviewed all my posts. Can't get back on. This law is a dangerous law for many reasons. The most important reason is some ass could have a hard on for you and bury you.
Well, I've had that experience, and that's one of the reasons why I am so adamantly against this law, because it is a restraining order. It's not just, there's not a conviction required. It's literally a restraining order. And I don't know if you know this, but 10 years ago, I was falsely accused of a crime. And that person filed a restraining order against me following the absurd charge, which was ultimately a year later, I went to trial and I was found not guilty by a judge in an actual trial, a bench trial, right? But in the meantime, they filed a restraining order, which the judge at the time did not enforce, right? They rejected the restraining order. However, I was never called about the restraining order. I never had any notice, and I never had a chance to even testify about it. That judge had complete discretion, and they do today have complete, utter discretion to approve a restraining order for practically any reason.
So if I pull a red flag law on one of my neighbors, hypothetically, what would it cost somebody to defeat the claim that I made?
So this is the way it would work. So you could file a false charge, a false allegation in a red flag application to a judge. The judge doesn't have to talk to you, doesn't have to talk to any medical experts, the police, no one. They can just say, you know what? Okay, I'm going to issue it just to be cautious and order the sheriff to go to that neighbor's home and either do a knock or no knock warrant. And literally, they could break down the door at 2 in the morning and take their guns away. And this has happened in other parts of the country. We have a case in Maryland where a 61-year-old man had a red flag law restraining order filed against him. The police officers went down there. He didn't know what was going on. He didn't know why they were there. He was not given any notice, no order to turn in his guns. The sheriffs just showed up on his house, on his doorstep, And of course he resisted, and they shot and killed him. And by the way, to this day, we don't even know who actually filed it. They've covered up the restraining order. There's no info.
You know, I go a step further, though. What happens if you break in, as the cops break into your house? A good cop could get shot because by accident. Forget about the, even though that poor bastard is dead, what if you shoot a cop who's doing his job against his will but has no choice? I mean, this is a very dangerous thing.
This is why we have filed a lawsuit, and I've joined Nevada Cans, who's filed a lawsuit earlier this month to block this restraining order law from going into effect. And we have two sheriffs up in the rural county so far, Sheriff Allen. They're both Sheriff Allen, actually. One Sheriff Allen from Humboldt County and one Jerry Allen, Sheriff from Pershing County. And they've both joined as co-plaintiffs. And we expect to have probably half a dozen sheriffs, rural county sheriffs, join our lawsuit and stand there with us in front of the Nevada Supreme Court and tell the court why they object to this law. The sheriffs unanimously object to this law. Not because, obviously, they deal with crazy people all the time and understand that there are some people that do need their guns taken away. Some people are a threat. But this law goes too far and violates people's basic constitutional rights.
We have a caller. Let's see what she has to say. Gail, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, I agree. This law is beyond reason. It should be defeated. That's what I say. It should be defeated.
Well, hopefully we get the support from people like yourself.
Well, if you really care about defeating this law.
Yes, the law makes no sense at all. It's against freedom. And I did want to call about his feelings regarding the motor voter law, the HAVA law from the Clinton administration.
Are you talking about Jim Marchant?
Well, yeah, well, I know he's not. Well, right
I could tell he was totally against that ruling. He thought it was ridiculous. And unfortunately, the left uses that rule to benefit themselves. And you know what's really funny? We're finding out.
Barbara Sigowski didn't do anything about stopping motor voter from taking place in Nevada. We have illegals nullifying the votes of American citizens by voting illegally and looking at the voting form that says, I swear under penalty of perjury that I am a citizen. And so they lie and they sign the motor voter law, get the driver's license, and nullifying the votes of American citizens in Nevada. And, well, New York State started this, registering people for a driver's license, and then they go use it for their illegal purposes of voting.
Well, you know, I really want to thank you for calling. This is Rob Lehrer again. This is the problem we have right here. We have Mr. Bloomberg, who's contributed over $30 million in this state to help get the red flag law and background check law and voter motor roll laws passed. We've got these billionaires from out of state coming in, flooding our state with money. So if you really care and you really want to help us, if you really want to help us fight this, go to Nevada Can's website and donate. We need some money from people like you to help us pay for the lawyers. Lawyers are not free. We have some of the best lawyers in the entire state representing our lawsuit, but they're not free. They don't work for free. We need to pay our people to do this. So if you want to, and by the way, Bloomberg.
Can you repeat the website, please? Yeah. What is the name of the website?
Yeah, it's Nevadans Can, or you can just text the word defend to 53445. Text the word defend to 53445, and we'll send you a link where you can make a donation. You can help us and get this done. Help us out.
Gail, we got to roll. I'll make sure he announces it again. We have to go to a break, but thank you so much for your call. Bob, we'll get you up next. Rob Lauer's in the house.
Thank
We're
you.
Talking about a lot of things here, and you know what? It all hits home. And you know what? I'm going to, you can clean up for $250. I'll give you $250. We'll stay tuned for more live and local now.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIPCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIPCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're back. My name is Kisal. Patrick A. Rob Lauer. 360 Daily?
360 News Las Vegas.com.
360 News. It used to be 360. Now it's 360 News. .com.
Yep, 360 News.
And you still put out all your publications?
Every day we put out something. Yeah. In fact, we just announced the second sheriff to join the lawsuit against the red flag law.
I love it. We got a caller for you, man. His name is Bob. Bob calling in. And if you're out there, 1-844-42-NEVADA, 844-263-8232, 844-263-8232. Love to hear from you. Red flag law is serious. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Pat, and thanks for what you're doing, Pat.
Thank you.
Bob, I've come coming in a little late here. Maybe you could background me up a little bit. I'm looking for an active organization, the Republican Party by McDonald. They just seem to be in a little bit different direction than where I think the battle's at. Can you give a contact for you and those organizations that are really, really active and want to get engaged to whiteboard out where we're going to go here? I'm seeing a lot of Antifa-like images that are cropping up. And then I have a question for you on top of that. Are you watching Virginia?
Well, yeah, thank you very much. We actually led the we led the effort this year. Every sheriff in almost every county in Nevada became a Second Amendment sanctuary, so much so that Aaron Ford, our attorney general, has issued an actual public threat against these sheriffs and threatened them with legal action. So they're flocking to us. They're filing, they're joining our lawsuit to stop this. So if you want to find out more information, you can go to our, just text the word defend to 53445 and we'll send you more information. Text the word defend to 53445.
Well, do you have a phone number for us traditional? I'm a traditional American. I'm wondering if people like to pick up a phone, leave a message or something like that. Do you have a phone number for contact?
Well, I'll give it to you offline. I'll give it to you offline, sir. I'd be happy to do that.
If you leave your number, when we put you on, we won't hang up. We'll put you on hold. You can leave your number, and Rob Lauer will, in fact, contact you.
Well, let's do this. I'll do that, but if I might, just one more thing here.
Sure,
I'm
ahead.
Very concerned. Pardon?
Go right ahead.
Hello?
You're right,
oh,
you're there.
Thank you. thank you. I'm very concerned that we're not gathering ourselves up because the media doesn't seem to be covering it. I had no idea that Nevada was launching sanctuary considerations for Second Amendment, and I didn't see that anywhere, and I really want to support those people, but I think this goes much deeper than where we realize. It's almost getting to a flashpoint. We just continue to get deeper and darker and harder in this adversarial role that seems to be being brought on by a contingent in our society that just is hell damned and bent on some type of chaos or confrontation here.
They're phasing out our ability. Bob, they're phasing out our ability to own guns. They're going to get it. They're going to do it through the back door, which is really scary.
Well, you know,
well, not only that, but if you look at it, it's become fabric-like. They're turning us into a third-world country, like
yes.
The old saying of the frog in boiling water. I go everywhere. There's police now. I mean, this is. I can't even communicate in the same language. I mean, it's as if they're breaking us apart to maintain some type of bureaucratic infrastructure of oppression, turning us into a de facto.
Well, that's why I started 3 years ago my own news outlet here in Nevada called 360newslasvegas.com. So we do put out a publication online. We have a Facebook page, which frankly has been shadow banned somewhat by Facebook recently. We were hugely successful there. So, you know, the problem is we have Facebook, we have Twitter, who's actually starting to shadow ban a lot of conservatives this year, trying to stop the president from getting reelected by shadow banning a lot of conservative slanted news outlets like ours.
I got 86 to 100%.
Well,
Is there a chance that Bob? Is there a chance that you can gather like once a month or once every 2 weeks and bring people like Pat Costello and some of the other people who we think reflect our conservative values, and where we can begin to see if just how are we a minimal amount of people, or are we those people to put Trump in? Are we not alone? We just don't communicate. Is there a way we can gather publicly to identify? Do you have meetings like that of any kind, or?
Well, we have a website. We also have a Facebook page. We also have other abilities to communicate. You know, here on the radio, on Kevin Wall Show, I think it's a great venue for people like you, for people like me, to actually discuss the real issues.
But you know what? I got to tell you something. It's time. You know, the sleeping giants awoke. Bob is right. We need to start getting people together on a regular basis and grow. Because you know something? I think the American people, the real American people who are not being represented, are going to start coming out in droves. I really believe when you do these stupid polls, I think the polls are crap because I don't think they're accurate. People don't want the people to know what they're thinking for fear of retaliation. And it's time for us to take back our country one step at a time. Right, Bob?
Yes, and not only that, I mean, I couldn't agree more with you. The worst impact is fear. Fear alters perception, everything. And the point is now we're becoming more feared. We have no way to identify to know whether we're on the right dialogue or not, which is the way men used to. Men used to gather and hold each other accountable by their actions, words, tremors. You know, you can read a man from the distance. That's what men do. But there's no way for us to gather up. And I really think we need to do that because I'm very concerned that we don't understand. I'm concerned they're going to do voter fraud on a massive scale, quite frankly. And if that happens, we could, in essence, end up in a civil war or some type of division the likes of which you've never seen.
Bob, I tell you what, I don't think they're going to be able to tamper with the voting like you think this time around. I think that's what's scaring the hell out of the Democrats, because the numbers are going to be very, very strong for the left, for the right, excuse me. Bob, I'm going to let you go because I got to go to a break, but thank you for your call and Happy New Year to you all. I know we'll talk again in the future. Ed, you're on deck. We'll get you. God bless you. And Ed, we'll get you back up on the top of the hour after at the bottom of the break. I want to hold you over for another segment because you're getting callers, you're getting some feedback. One more time, how can people find out more information?
They can go to two different sources. They can go to our news outlet at 360newslasvegas.com, or they can simply text the word defend to 53445. Again, text the word defend to 53445, and we'll send them weekly updates if they want.
And you'll get updates on your phone. I know a lot of people don't like to do that, but to me, that's the best way to go. You know, if you're out there and you want to chime in, ask questions to Rob Lauer, by all means, here's your chance. 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Pat Casale. I'm filling in for Kevin Wall. And he's having a good vacation, and when he gets back, we'll go from there. We're going to go to a break. We come back, we're going to talk with Rob Lauer still. We got Ed on deck, and if you want to join in, do it now. Stay tuned.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading, with the Dow and S&P 500 inching to fresh record highs. Among the Dow leaders today, Boeing. This after the plane maker said General Counsel Mike Luddig will retire next week. He was a close advisor to former CEO Dennis Muilenburg. Luddig worked at Boeing for more than 13 years and has been leading Boeing's legal efforts related to the two crashes of 737 MAX jetliners that led to the plane's grounding and the biggest crisis in the company's history. And convenience store operator Wawa is facing a wave of lawsuits over a data breach that affected its 850 locations along the East Coast. Wawa says it discovered malware on its payment processing servers this month before stopping the breach on December the 12th. The company believes the malware had been collecting credit card numbers, customer names, and other data since as early as March. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. A woman seeking asylum in the U.S. has died. Officials with Customs and Border Protection say the 41-year-old from the Democratic Republic of Congo arrived in Texas with her family on Christmas Eve.
She was medically screened, and paperwork indicated a previous medical condition. Early Christmas morning, she complained of abdominal pain and vomiting. She died at a nearby hospital.
Fox's Jared Halpern, at least 11 people have died this year in CBP custody. He's been fingerprinted and swabbed for DNA, the 14-year-old boy police believe fatally stabbed a college student in New York.
Chief of Detectives for the NYPD tweeted out, and I quote, "Although he has since been released to the custody of his attorneys, the investigation remains very active. Our detectives are the best at what they do."
Fox's David Lee Miller, a 13-year-old boy, is charged with murder. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Brett Baer. With updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts, Brett keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcast.com and download The Campaign with Brett Baer now.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business.
I'm Liz Klayman.
And I'm Charles Payne.
Life is too short not to go long.
We care about your success.
Your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Subscribe and listen to the latest from Fox News podcasts. It's the Impeachment Witch Hunt with Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. A must listen to get the full legal view of the current impeachment. Greg lays out the historical context and what is on the line legally. All the facts, all in one place.
Due process does apply to congressional investigations.
Go to FoxNewsPodcasts.com to download and subscribe now. America is listening to Fox News.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he's was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're back. My man Rob Lauer's in the house. We're talking about the red flag laws. You want to talk about them, you can. 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. If you want to learn more, text the word DEFEND, D-E-F-E-N-D, to 53445. That's DEFEND to 53445, and you'll get they'll respond. They'll keep you posted. This is a big deal. We go to Ed. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Yes. What if someone has, let's say someone owns a small fleet of gasoline tankers, then they own an airplane, they park out at Henderson or whatever. Do they take those away, or do they just take away their, or maybe they just own a big pickup truck. Do they take anything else they might have that could harm someone, or just focus
that's
on
firearms?
That's
a great
firearms.
Point, sir. That's a great point. And the law only allows them to take away firearms. So we're talking about a person that supposedly has severe mental problems and stresses, and the police are sent there to take away their firearms, and that's it. And then they're left alone. They're not given any help, any treatment, nothing. So now they're steamed. They're now left alone with their guns taken away by the police at gunpoint, and they're now left alone. They still have their car, their trucks, their bats, their knives. So, and this is why the sheriffs are all against this, because there are people who truly need help, and they're not getting help from this. They're just being – the issue is simply this. The leftist wants to take away your guns, and this is just an excuse to take away your guns.
Yet another tool to nail you for your guns.
So when you get your guns taken away in a red flag restraining order, the burden is on you. You are now guilty until proven innocent. You have to now go hire a lawyer. You have 7 days to go to court with a lawyer and prove that you're not a threat and that you should have your guns back. That is reversed.
But 7 days, 7 to 10 days is impossible.
7 days, not ten.
Seven days.
So you got to find a lawyer. 7 days. You got to find a lawyer, pay for the lawyer, maybe get an expert witness to say that you're not crazy and testify that you're not nuts. And this violates every concept of our constitutional due process. It's not just about guns. This is guilty until proven innocent. And the fact that you have to now spend money to prove that you're innocent and that you're not crazy and that you're not a threat is completely contradictory to our system of law. And that's why, by the way, the Supreme Court just ruled in November of this year, unanimously, we're talking about Democrat, conservative, liberal judges on the Supreme Court of our state, of Nevada Supreme Court, ruled unanimously in the Anderson case that that your guns cannot be taken away without a jury trial, even in a misdemeanor. There was a misdemeanor domestic violence charge that was authorized in 2016, and it allowed for your guns to be seized if you were convicted by a judge in a bench trial. The Supreme Court ruled that is unconstitutional, so that it said that you need a jury trial to take away your gun rights. And by the way, that lawyer who handled that case, Michael Parenti, is an outstanding lawyer, and he's one of our lawyers. So we have some of the best lawyers in the entire state on this lawsuit to fight the red flag law. And we believe, we're very confident that we're going to win this lawsuit and defeat it. And it should be defeated. And then we can go back with the sheriffs, with the Republicans, and actually discuss how we actually handle people with mental illnesses that are a threat without harming our civil rights, without harming the Second Amendment, and protecting everyone's rights.
Anything else, Ed?
That's right. The 72-hour hold law is in some states. I don't know about this one, but I mean it's something that's just targeting. They know 60% of Republicans own guns, 30% of Democrats own guns, and about 40% of Independents own guns. So they're going after. It's all political in some respects for some of these people. Thank you very much. I'll send you $100 next year, next week. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the number here is 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I mean, Rob, you're definitely an activist. This is a big deal. And what kind of action? Here's the thing. What's going on? What's going to happen to Nevada? Especially Nevada, of all places that's big with guns. And that rule, if you're a hunter, you lose your hunting rifle.
Oh, yeah, you lose all your guns, not just your pistols. You lose every gun. And that's the real issue here, is that there's no jury trial, there's no due process, and they can just send the sheriff to your house to pick them up. And that's why every sheriff in the state, let me say it again, every sheriff in the state signed an open letter earlier this year opposing the red flag laws and the background check laws that the Nevada legislature under Governor Sisolak passed without a single Republican support. In fact, Democrats voted against it. So the opposition was bipartisan, completely bipartisan. So what we all are concerned about violence. And the real issue here is this, is that our own Democrats in the legislature have passed laws letting people use firearms in the commission of crimes, burglarize your house, rob your stores at gunpoint, and they've made those, in many cases, property crimes. So if someone breaks into your home and burglarizes you, they've knocked that down from a violent felony to a property crime.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, your favorite guy is Yeager. tell the people about his rule.
Well, Steve Yeager is a criminal defense attorney, and he's also the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the state of Nevada's legislature, who wrote all these laws in the legislature just passed, literally taking felonies for breaking into homes, for breaking into your cars, for all kinds of crimes, and he's made them misdemeanors. And in fact, many of these cases, they don't need bail anymore. So someone can break in your home and break in other homes over and over again until they're actually convicted. They can be released without any bail posting.
The question I have, though, is what happens to an individual who breaks into your home like that and gets blown away? What happens to the homeowner?
Well, for now you have the right to shoot them if they're a direct threat, which I have a real problem with. Because the second they turn around and flee, you can't shoot them. Even though if they're an armed fleeing felon, they could be an armed fleeing felon and you still can't shoot them, even though they could stop, turn around and shoot you.
Explain to me if a guy breaks in my house.
Yeah.
Might have hit my kid, whatever, took some valuables,
right,
and he runs. I can't shoot him.
Nope. Otherwise, you go to prison in Nevada. You will go to prison if you shoot someone in the back.
That is the dumbest ass rule I've ever
heard. So I own a small business, and I was actually robbed a few weeks ago at gunpoint, a gun in my face, and the guy turned around and ran. I can't shoot him. I could not shoot, even though he is a fleeing felon from a crime with a gun, fleeing, and everyone in his wake is now in danger of being shot and killed. I can't shoot him. No one can shoot him. Cops can't shoot him. This is our society now protecting criminals. He's protected. These criminals are protected. And the way it really should be is, in my opinion, and this is why I'm a conservative, this is why I'm a Republican, and I believe if you use a gun in the commission of a crime, especially a robbery, there should be a minimum 10-year prison sentence. But you know what's interesting is the Democrats are against that. So the Democrats want to protect criminals who use guns in the commission of a crime, but they want to take away our gun rights who aren't criminals. They want to criminalize us for having a CCW, not having a CCW and carrying a gun to protect ourselves, or other kinds of things like this red flag law or background checks. So after the 1st of January, if I want to give you my gun as a Christmas present next year, we could go to jail because you didn't get a background check. This is what goes on.
I get a background check. I've done that all, and I don't have a problem with the background checks. What I do have a problem with is the fact that we as American citizens who have not broken the law, have done everything right, could have those rights withdrawn by the law by some schmuck who has a hair up his rear end against you, or a woman or whatever. And it's sad because it really is wrong. I mean, again, if I had a criminal record, if I battered a woman, I could see my gun being taken away from me. That's right. That's
if
right.
You're convicted.
If they come to the house.
But they're saying before you're convicted, they can do that.
Well, no, I'm sitting there saying if a person is arrested for battering a woman, the woman's literally battered, was in a hospital, you should take away your guns. I agree with that. I have no problem with it because there are crazy people out there. And the same goes if the woman batters the guy. But the sad part about this whole law is that the innocence of an American citizen are going out the window. We are always been a country of innocent until proven guilty. Now it's guilty until proven innocent, which, by the way, is probably the most difficult way to go. And that's very communistic, socialistic, and fascist, because that's how they were able to, the KGB and all those crazy places in the world, the Nazis worked.
Well, you know, nowadays, unlike the 40s and the 30s, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have all these social media outlets where people...
Big Brother's watching.
But people spout, right? They spout and they say things, they're emotional, they get into debates with people on Facebook, and they say things. And you know what? I could put together probably 10 things over, you know, a year that you've said, and I could put them in a restraining order and say you're a threat and have the sheriff send out to take your guns away.
Well, worse
and that's all that's required.
And you know what's scary?
That's it.
I mean, the complaint, Twitter. First, when you look at Twitter, for me, being banned, I've never done anything other than call out Schumer or Ocasio or whatever because, you know, Pelosi, because they're idiots. But you can't. Your freedom of speech is gone. And let me tell you this. I've said this before. I'll say it till the day I die. The Democrats chant, "Do as we say, not as we do. Do as we say, not as we do." That's the problem. And they want to control you. They want you to live by their rules, their standards that they themselves will not follow. You know, again, when you look at where we're at as a country, where we've evolved from, and where we're going right now. Could you imagine if our country was bipartisan versus this partisan crap that we're having in Washington? If they did their job in Washington and truly worked, how much better would the country be?
Well, we saw how much better the country would be because we saw the day that the president was impeached. We also saw Nancy Pelosi actually sign a support onto the president's renegotiation of the Mexico-Canada-American agreement, which is going to create millions of jobs in this country over the next decade.
And how about 2 days later, she invited him to do his State of the Union address February 4th?
Well, you know, I think this president honestly has done a great job. However, I want to make this clear. He needs to be more ruthless with Nancy Pelosi and these Democrats, and people really want to see some action out of this president, and he needs to be ruthless and put him in prison. Not Nancy, but some of these others who have violated the law, Comey and others, they need to be perp walked. They need to go to prison.
I like that perp walk. I want to see Brennan. You know, Rob, let people know how they could contact you about red flag lawsuit.
Absolutely. Just go to just text the word defend to 53445. Again, text the word defend to 53445, and we'll send you weekly if you want or monthly updates on it. You can also donate there. Again, we have to deal with Bloomberg's money, so please help us. Please help us right now.
My name is Pat Casale. We'll come back to finish up the show here on Live and Local now.
Hi there. This is Summer with PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. Every day at PIBCOA, we treat people with physical injuries and help them find healing with our non-drug and non-invasive treatments. We helped Kevin Wall recover from his shoulder impingement so effectively, he canceled his surgery. We're not limited to treating physical pain and injuries. We also treat the brain. We help people who are suffering from PTSD, depression, concussions, addiction, and Alzheimer's. We use microcurrents of electricity to help every cell in your body to start healing rapidly, even those in your brain. Our patients are sleeping better, have increased energy, and improved relationships. Schedule your treatment today. Call me at 702-546-8767. That's 546-8767. Take advantage of our December special. Kevin Wall listeners receive two treatments for the price of one. Call us now at our West Sahara PIBCOA Clinic, 702-546-8767, or visit us at PIBCOA.com.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and press selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm sorry. I can't. You know, what's, when I listen to these people talk, when I'm driving in my car and I hear Ocasio may be a presidential candidate, I'm going to tell you right now, if she's going to run for president, I'm running for president. And I'm about as qualified to run for president as an ant. But I'll do it if she is, because I could definitely love to debate her. This fascist, communist, social craziness in America is killing me. You know, the fact that some SOB could have a hair up their behind against you can take away your gun rights is absurd. But I do believe what they're trying to do piece by piece is take away our Second Amendment rights simply by allowing you to smoke pot legally, which, by the way, if you read the ACA, if you use any kind of mental drugs, which marijuana is considered a mental drug, they have the right to withhold your ability to ever own a gun, ever own a gun. So if your kids are giving ADD medication as a kid, they could actually be prevented from owning a gun under the law if they ever are forced it. And as we are getting watered down with the liberal thought processes, people don't realize the reason the Japanese did not invade in California is because they knew people had guns. United States citizens go hunting big time. We have guns. So you realize if you're a hunter for 30 years of your lifetime and somebody gets a bug up their behind, they could take away your guns by lodging a complaint that could cost the average person thousands of dollars to get their money. You get your guns back. I mean, this is crazy, man. Crazy. It's time to take back the nation. And I agree with Bob. As citizens of this country, we need to start formulating town hall meetings and grow it. You know, Megan Barth does the same thing. Great stuff, all about Republicans. But, you know, this is not necessarily about a Republican. This is about American rights, American citizenship. See, the problem we have in the United States is we are Republican. We are Democrat. It shouldn't be. We should be Americans first. That's why the independent party is growing. And the idiocy out there with the way parties are being run, a county party, et cetera, it's absurd. They're not using their brain power. They're not working together. You've got to galvanize the team and come together. In order to win, every like a basketball, like the movie Hoosiers, the five fingers on a hand working as one, it's the only way we can function and develop a plan to be successful. A baseball team, you got nine players. If the nine players aren't working together for the same target, same goal that are on the field, we lose. And the same thing I used to tell my players on the bench, when you get an opportunity, stand out. That's what I would say to all those constituents out there that want to work together. You may not necessarily be on the front line, but when you're asked to do something, stand out. It's time. A hockey team, without a goaltender and not good defense, you can't stop goals. You lose games. Okay? If you don't have a good football team that has a good defense and you can't stop your opponent, you lose. You have to work together. We have to take that same mentality that makes a sports team successful and be successful ourselves. When you look at the Patriots, they're a team. It's all about working as one, a team under one umbrella. If you can't do that, we cannot succeed. It's without question a necessary evil that we as a people come together, galvanize to win. You want to win, you got to fight together. It's not a one-man fight. And there's no army that can go out there and win by themselves. Okay? It just doesn't work that way. And it's time we rise up and fight back. And it's not a question about violence. It's about fighting back by saying, hey, these are our freedoms that our forefathers saw as a way of setting a standard for our country. When you think about the Electoral College and the brilliance behind that and the principle behind that, it's unreal that they thought about this 250 years ago. The fact that we have a shot to have a little state like Rhode Island matter, or Vermont matter, or North Dakota matter when their population is low. Why should California or New York, or Texas, or Ohio, or Pennsylvania decide, and Florida decide the fate of people in Wyoming, in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, for that matter? It's not the way it works. You know, we have, this last cycle, we've elected a lot of very daft individuals. Ilhan Omar is an anti-American all day long. Okay? Then you have this Tlaib chick in Michigan dropping an F-bomb, we have to impeach the MF-er. I mean, these are words that came out of their mouths. It's time that we take back our country. Principle is what we live by. Justice for all, that's what we live by. This is not that, her principle is not justice for all. It's justice for the few. That's not the way our country came together. We broke off from the United Kingdom, from England's power, to become a nation. And look at our nation now, the number one economy in the world. Look at how far we have gone, how we have risen above the fray. So I get it. So we as a country need to start standing up for our rights. Vote. If you don't, you know, a lot of people out there thought, my vote doesn't matter. Your votes matter. If there's never been a time where we need people to come together and vote for principle, it's now. I had a caller last week regarding health insurance bitch me out regarding we're selling out our country about health, the premiums of insurance. By the same token, he's like, you know, we're going to reelect President Trump. Why? All we're doing is selling out our country. And I'm like, wait a minute. On one hand, you don't want to pay the insurance premiums. They're ridiculous. But yet, you don't want to elect somebody who's worried about money and our incomes and our families. Again, I've always said this, and I'll say it till the day I die. In America, the basic principle for all men is to have jingle in their pocket so they can provide a roof over their head for them and their family, food on the table, very important, and clothes on their back. And if you do that, you are a success. And for some people, they can develop even bigger successes. And I'll never forget what I'm about to tell you. You spell success, W-O-R-K. The only time success comes before work is in a dictionary. If you work hard, you will be successful. Lay the groundwork for your children and your grandchildren. My granddaughter, last night we drove around to give cookies to either police department, AMR, emergency rooms. The reason she went there, we're trying to teach her a principle. She goes in, she gives them the stuff, and she says, thank you for all your services. That's what we should be doing, paying back. I'm sorry our calls, we're about to end the show in 20 seconds. I'm sorry if I can't take your call. But I want to say thank you for allowing me to come into your hearts and your minds this past week. Hopefully you'll look Kevin Null. Pat Cassell did a good job. I'll be back in the future when Kevin needs me. I want to wish you all the happiest and healthiest of New Year's. God bless you all, and may you always, always wake up with a smile. Take care.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!